morning. And welcome to First Congregational Church here in Westfield. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are most welcome here. We have but a few announcements this morning. I've been asked to talk to you a little bit about ghost talks through the Westfield Historical Commission. So that will take place here in our church on January 30th and 31st. Tickets are $10 each. You can purchase them at the library, or you can get them at the door. This is not to be missed. Why, you ask? Why do you think not? Because I'm in it. I am playing a soldier. I mean, it's a stretch, let me tell you, in the old acting. So it should be great. And those are always very nice, whether I'm there or not. So we're looking forward to that. Thank you to those who are able to help with our first of Monday lunches. Those are every Monday now through the end of March in conjunction with the Westfield Food Pantry. And the food is provided by Tucker's Restaurant. It was very good last week. They had beef barley soup. It was great. So we hope, I know people have signed up. Just continue to be on the watch for that. And I just want to remind people, it doesn't appear that anything's in the future for us, but in the event of snow or inclement weather, if schools are closed or offices closed, and then Sundays, which I can't imagine will happen this year, but if we do have to not have church because of snow, it'll be on Channel 22. We will try to send an email blast. It'll be on our Facebook page. If you have a doubt and you're nervous about coming out in the weather, by all means, stay put. Pray for us at home. Ray, do you have an announcement this morning? Come.
Your World Service Committee has been in touch with Food Pantry, and each month we make an announcement for their needs. This month they're asking for tuna or anything else you want to bring, but tuna is their need, and it can be put in the hallway in the receiving bin there. Thank you.
Are there any other announcements this morning?
Hearing none,
let us worship God.
Good morning. Good morning. Please join me in the call to worship as printed in your worship guide. Today we celebrate a special baptism, the baptism of Jesus of Nazareth. God says, "Look, see my chosen servant, the one in whom I utterly delight.
I have placed my spirit on him. He will bring true justice to the nations."
When Jesus was baptized, the heavens opened up, and spirit came down like a dove, and there was a voice from heaven saying,
"This is my dearly beloved Son, with whom I am delighted."
The joy of the Lord be with you all.
And also with you.
Please join in our opening hymn, God of the Ages, in the blue hymnal, number 426.
baptism of the Lord. So what I invite us all to do is to take part in a renewal of our baptismal promises as found in your worship guide. Do you renew and affirm the promises made at your baptism?
I do.
Do you recall the call of God to be God's people always?
I do.
Do you embrace the way of Jesus in faith and ministry?
I do.
Do you accept the nurture of the Holy Spirit who renews your spirit each day?
I do.
Do you accept and embrace others who seek faith in God?
I do.
In renewing your baptismal vows, remember your baptism as a mark of acceptance and welcome into the care of Christ's church, where you may begin again your Christian faith and life. O God, we rejoice in your grace, given and received. We thank you that you claim us, that you wash us, strengthen us and guide us, that you empower us to live a life worthy of our calling. In the way of Jesus, make us water in a dry and thirsty world. Establish us to be places of refreshment. Root us and nurture us in love, that with all your people, that we may rightly and justly serve you. Fill us with your fullness, that our lives may overflow in service and love. Amen. You may be seated. I was looking for the cordless mic. I think I found it. It was hiding under hymnals. Musicians. When we come together for a birthday party, what tells you that you're at a birthday party? What are some of the things that tell you you're at a birthday party? Shane, what tells you? It's decorated. What else might be there? What might be some of the decorations at a birthday party?
Balloons.
Balloons. What else would you have for decorations? Streamers. Yeah. What might, hats, somebody said. What might also be present right away that tells you, like, there's a what? Yeah, there's a birthday cake of some sort. Normally, I would say 95% of the time, if we're going to have a birthday, we're going to have cake. There's a few renegades out there who want a birthday pie or something else. But by and large, there's a cake that's involved. And all of these things at a birthday party are symbols. They're symbols of a birthday party. Back in the fall, we had a baptism. Do you remember? And what were some of the things that were around for that baptism? Shay?
There was the water.
The baptismal font with the water. I mean, yes. That was there. That's a symbol. And that big symbol of baptism has to be that W word. Yeah, water. So what's today in church school classes, you're going to, of course, discuss the baptism of Jesus, but you're also going to talk about something that was a symbol of that particular baptism that made it special. And I think there's even a project around that. So keep that in mind. I'm not giving it away. You'll have to see what that symbol is. Anybody have? Do any of the young people have a guess? Any of the young people have a guess on what that symbol might be? Let me know afterwards if you were surprised when you saw it. Let's pray. Good and gracious God, we give you thanks for the gift of symbols that remind us of things, that show us things, and in this case, show us that you are truly present. Be with our young people and their teachers as they go forward to learn all about Jesus, learn about the message that Jesus proclaimed, and how we are responsible to continue the message today in 2025. Amen. Off we go to church school. Is that?
Well, sort of for one.
We turn our attention to the Word of God.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 43, verses 1 through 7. But now thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Cush and Seba in exchange for you. Because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather up. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from far away, and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
Please join me in a responsive reading of Psalm 29, printed in your worship guide. Ascribe to the Lord, you gods. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due the divine name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is upon the mighty waters.
The voice of the Lord is a powerful voice. The voice of the Lord is a voice of splendor.
The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar trees. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon, and makes Lebanon skip like a calf, and Mount Hermon like a wild, wild ox.
The voice of the Lord splits the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh.
The voice of the Lord makes the oak trees dry, and strips the forest bare. And in the temple of the Lord, all are crying. Lord.
The Lord sits enthroned above the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as sovereign forevermore.
The Lord shall give strength to this people. The Lord shall give this people the blessing of peace.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. While Paul was in Corinth, Paul passed through the interior regions sent, came to Ephesus, where he found some disciples. He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" They replied, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." Then he said, "Into what, then, were you baptized?" They answered, "Into John's baptism." Paul said, "John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is, in Jesus." On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord. When Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. Altogether, there were about 12 of them. Our God is still speaking. Thanks be to God. A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. As the people were filled with expression and expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the strap of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff will burn with unquenchable fire." Now, when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form, like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
sit over there. That just put me off. Steve Pierce changed his seat. All right. But it's perfect. It's a perfect thing that you did. You didn't even plan this. Change. What everyone has been through change in their life, right? Things change, people change, events change. What are some of the, one of or some of the biggest changes of your life?
Motherhood.
Hang on, we're going to think of, because we're going to share, we're going to think very sure. For the teachers in the room, I have to give them the correct time. Think about it. Turn, share this with somebody. We know motherhood's coming, so, all right. But what are some of the things, what were some of your big changes? You have 2 minutes, go. Thirty seconds. The conversation may have changed to Penn State losing with 7 seconds. This Notre Dame fan had to get his last dig in. What do you have? What were some changes? I know Barb talked about motherhood was a big change for her. What else? What else? What were some of the things we talked about? Careers, moving, retirement. Yeah, that came up a couple of times. Being able to play golf with their grandson was a change. Ooh, I can do that. That's a big change. Anybody else out here have one? And I'm coming up to the choir because I have to come up here anyway. So, but anybody up here, big change?
Buying a house.
Buying a house. Yeah, buying a house was huge.
Marriage and divorce.
Marriage and divorce, those are changes. Losing parents, absolutely. So, we have them. So in my own life, I went through a few changes too. They talked about losing parents. I changed when my parents passed away. And we lost that anchor. And that was relatively early in my life. I tried to change careers, but always kept coming back to teaching in one form or another. As a minister, I know that I'm still teaching. Every Sunday, or every time when I'm asked to speak, that comes back to me, I'm teaching. And I've shared that I come from a long line of teachers on my father's side of the family. Teaching's truly in my blood. But perhaps the biggest change for me was to no longer be a member of the Catholic Church. When I made the decision to follow my heart and marry Mark, I was told that I had technically excommunicated myself from the Catholic Church. Well, I already found a new spiritual home at Wilbraham United Church where I would be welcomed for who I was and where I was on life's journey. Sound familiar? And it is also where I believe that I could finally be receptive to the call of the Holy Spirit. I know that I struggled to answer some sort of calling. And I truly believe that I was called to teach when and where I did, even if it took some time to figure it out. The congregation of Wilbraham United Church had some other plans, as on the rare occasion that I would preach, the members would tell me to my face that I was in the wrong profession and should be preaching every week. I didn't disagree, but the thought of becoming a minister in the United Church of Christ or any congregational church was a bit daunting. I had been baptized, though, and really started to feel the pull and call of the Holy Spirit. It was as if a fire had been lit, and I was literally moved to pursue this. I've said it before, and I'll say it again, that the biggest surprise and the biggest change in my life was ordination. And it's huge. And it's made a big, big difference in my life. Now, almost all of us here have been baptized. There might be one or two of you who haven't been, so I wanted to word it in that manner. Now, I know that there are a few who are considering it and are stuck on making that sort of commitment. Well, we are here for you and will rejoice with you when you choose to be baptized. For the rest of us, I would venture to say that most were baptized as infants. Anybody remember their baptism? I think we talked about all genders. All right. So, baptized later. Okay. Anybody back there?
Yeah.
So, you do realize, though, that our baptism that we went through was not the same as how John the Baptist was baptizing, right? So, what I want to do is to consider, what did baptism mean back then? In Jesus' day, the practice of baptism had many meanings in Jewish culture. Its roots were in the daily washings performed before eating or praying. Cleansing the body was a way to prepare for family gatherings or divine worship. Now, John and other baptizers, because he wasn't the only one, there were others, but we're not quite sure what they were doing. But John used it as a means to symbolize transformation and readiness to turn away from a life of sin. Jesus comes to John and insists that John baptize him. It signifies the start of Jesus' public ministry as he promises a baptism of the Holy Spirit in fire. Now, 10, 20 minutes ago, we renewed the baptismal promises that were made for us by our parents and quite possibly our godparents. We said that we wanted to renew and affirm the promises made in our baptism. We said that we recognize the call of God to be God's people always. We promised to embrace the way of Jesus in faith and ministry. We also said, just 20 minutes ago, that we accept the nurture of the Holy Spirit, who renews our spirit each day as we accept and embrace others who seek a liberating faith from God. And that faith is liberating as it frees us to do the good work of spreading the gospel message to the best of our abilities. And together we pray, and I want to pray this again. Oh God, we rejoice in your grace given and received. We thank you that you claim us, that you wash us, strengthen us, and guide us, that you empower us to live a life worthy of our calling. In the way of Jesus, make us as water in a dry and thirsty world, people who can bring life through water. Establish us to be places of refreshment. Root us and nurture us in love, that with all your people, that we may rightly and justly serve you. Fill us with your fullness, that our lives may overflow in service and love. Hopefully that took on a little bit of a different meaning when you heard it the second time. We're smart enough to know that we cannot do this on our own. We need to accept and embrace the Holy Spirit to light a fire underneath us to continue to do this work. What sort of calling of the Holy Spirit can we respond to this year? It is so easy to want to sit at home, stay out of the cold, and wait for it to warm up a bit before we venture out. How many people at least once, since we moved the clocks, have found themselves in pajama pants at 4:45? Don't have to raise your hands. You don't have to give away your secrets. But or the minute you got home from work. So I know how easy it can be to be in a robe and slippers. Now, some of us cannot come out. And that's okay. We ask for you to pray for us and pray that the Holy Spirit lights a fire under us. Those who can move about, though, may be called to move out into the fray to the best of our abilities. What change or changes will come our way in 2025? It is, after all, the last year of the first quarter of the 21st century. If we were playing football, the first quarter is almost over. All right, the first quarter of the century is almost over. So, my prayer is this. I pray that our renewal of our own baptismal vows to be disciples of Christ allows us to understand what it means to be baptized in fire and the Holy Spirit. Let our prayer that God fill us with Holy Spirit and fire to do the work necessary to prepare our church, our congregation, and the people of the greater Westfield, Southwick area to continue to spread the good news of Christ. And may the Creator, Son, and Holy Spirit continue the good work in all of us who are so moved this day. And I pray that we all remain open to the Holy Spirit and not extinguish this fire. Amen. Let us take just a moment of quiet reflection. As we come to prayer this morning, we are ever mindful of those prayer requests that are in our bulletin. We certainly want to lift up the people out in Southern California who have lost so much, so many things. And we pray for the responders. We pray for the helpers, people who have come forth. And we pray that we continue to respond. And maybe do what we can out here in Massachusetts to support them. We pray for victims of other natural disasters, those who suffered the effects from snow and ice, for the people in New Orleans who continue to recover from that incident. And of course, we remember all those prayers and requests that remain in the silence of our hearts, known only to us and to God. And may God be with you.
Also with you.
Please, pray with me. Gracious God, you are the Lord of our beginnings and our endings and all that lie in between. We praise you for how you have poured out upon us blessings after blessing, for how you have reached out to us, for how you have come to us, for how you have spoken to us. Help us to live the faith you have given us. Loving God, we thank you for how Christ Jesus came among us and identified himself completely with us, going so far as to take upon himself our sin, our suffering, and finally, our death. Help us, Lord, to not hold back ourselves from identifying with him and with the church that we established in his name. May we indeed be united with him in his death, so that we might also share in his resurrection. Help us to commit ourselves to him and to the family he has called us to be a part of, to be members of his visible body here in this place, to be his disciples and his apostles, his evangelists and his teachers, his feet and his hands, his eyes and his ears, his light and his salt, day by day. Anoint all the people of your church, O God, that your will may be done and your name be glorified. Make us one as you are one, both those who are near and those who are far off. Anoint the grieving with your comfort, so that they may know your light, even in the time of their deepest darkness. Anoint the broken in body and spirit with your healing, so that they may know you are Lord of all their days, and so that they may praise you each day, no matter what it may be. Anoint, O God, all those for whom we now ask in the silence of our hearts. O God of infinite mercy, pour your love out upon us each day. We pray through your Son, Jesus, our Anointed One, who first taught us to pray to you, saying, Our Father, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. God of redemption and new life, we focus once more this day on the greatest gift ever given, Jesus our Savior. As he was baptized by John in the Jordan, we were able to share in his baptism and receive the promise of sharing Jesus' resurrection. Help us to live and give of ourselves as those who know every day what a great gift we have been given. May it move us to give our whole selves more freely. With this, our morning offering will be received.
Thank you.
baptismal calling to be in ministry of showing hospitality to others. We offer the gifts that we have been given to be used not for conquest and dominance, but for use in liberating the poor and hurting people who pray for us as well as their own. Receive and multiply our gifts for life-giving ministry. Amen.
Beside you in times of struggle,
And may the Spirit guide you back to the path whenever you stray, that you may keep the covenant. We go in peace to love and serve the Lord in the name of Christ. Amen.